Mr. Bozu hadn't been a dumb boy. He'd kept his fantasies to himself. When he was 16, he'd made his first attempt. Approached a girl in a playground, pretending to be looking for his younger sister. The girl hadn't run away immediately, so he'd offered to push her on the swing. The feel of her small, bony ribs beneath his hands, however, had led to consequences. His pants had been too tight, no way to hide the results. She'd gotten one look, started to scream, and run all the way home. Later, her parents had approached his parents about his inappropriate behavior. He'd blushed, stammered, lied shamelessly that he'd actually been watching a blonde cheerleader walk by. Of course he hadn't meant. He just didn't know how to control. Oh, gosh, he was just so sorry. "Boys will be boys," his father had said, shaking his head and reaching once more for his paper. After that, he'd been more careful, taking his parents' car, driving far away from the neighborhood. He practiced and he learned. Nicer clothes were less threatening, particularly given his hulking size. A good story was important. Not candy. Everyone warned their children about strangers bearing candy. Better to be looking for a lost sister, lost cat, lost dog, something a child could relate to. He learned, he perfected, and one day he struck. It was short, messy, not at all like he'd pictured. Afterwards he panicked, didn't know what to do with the body. Finally, he'd weighted it down and driven all the way to the Connecticut border, where he found a river. He'd returned home shaken, disturbed, and, interestingly enough, remorseful. He'd watched the news for days, palms sweating, waiting to be discovered, but nothing happened. Simply, nothing. And then the fantasies started again. He dreamed, and he hungered, and he wanted. Until one day he'd turned down a street not far from his parents' house, and there had been the girl. She'd been wearing a brown corduroy skirt instead of green plaid, but otherwise she'd been close enough. It had been surprisingly simple after that. He'd approached it a whole new way, and it had been satisfying. Right up until that moment when the girl had taken the witness stand. He'd been young still. He saw that now. He'd been young, and he'd made mistakes. Of course, he'd now had 25 years to learn better, and people who didn't think you got an education in prison had obviously never been there. Mr. Bozu wandered down Park Street until he found the giant Gothic cathedral he remembered from his youth. He sat outside on one of the wooden benches next to an elderly woman who was feeding breadcrumbs to the pigeons. She smiled at him. He warmly smiled back.
"Lovely morning," he said.
"It is, it is,"
the woman said, and gave a little giggle. Yesterday he'd gone on an afternoon shopping binge courtesy of Benefactor X. The oversized, slightly menacing man from Faneuil Hall was gone. In his place was a classy middle-aged gentleman who obviously prided himself on being fit. Oh, the wonders of Armani and a decent haircut. The old woman threw more crumbs at the fat pigeons waddling around their feet. Mr. Bozu tilted back his head and lifted his face to the sun. Damn, it felt good to be outside.